In Sonoma County, here are the top stories that we are following in the KZST newsroom.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
That was Nikki Haley this morning announcing that she was suspending her 2024 presidential campaign. Haley did not endorse former President Donald Trump and called on him to bring people into the conservative cause. The decision by the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador leaves Trump as the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. And here are some local election results, starting with Sonoma County Supervisor. Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She will replace Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. Hermosillo captured over 78% of the vote. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board with a win over Omar Medina. And 5th District was won by Linda Hopkins, who ran unopposed. As for local measures, Measure A, a parcel tax for the Cotati-Rona Park School District, is winning with 72% of the vote being yes. Measure B, a parcel tax for Petaluma Joint Union High School District, appears to not have the two-thirds yes vote to pass. Currently is sitting at 60%. Measure H, the half-cent sales tax to support Sonoma County fire agencies that will generate some $62 million per year, is passing with 61% voting yes. It only needs a simple majority. The race for hotly contested Assembly District 2 on the Democratic side, it will be Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. In the 4th District, Cecilia Aguiar-Curry got 100% of the vote. And in the 12th District, Democrat Damon Connolly captured 71%. There has been a quick about-face from St. Vincent de Paul High School in Petaluma. It now says it is not closing on May 1st. Instead, that was a procedural move in anticipation of transitioning from a parish-run school to an independently-run school. The notice that said up to 68 employees may be laid off is part of the process, as a change in potential ownership requires it. The school will finish out its year as planned, with the possibility of an independent group of parents, benefactors, and supporters taking over next year. The Roseland Public Schools Board may be cutting up to 14 staff positions at its meeting on Wednesday night, according to the agenda. 8 full-time positions and 6 classified position cuts will be considered in 2 resolutions. The cuts are all tied to expiring COVID-19 relief funding and declining enrollment. In sports, the Warriors take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at home. And your forecast tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the 40s, tomorrow clearing to mainly sunny skies with mid-60s. Finally, a dry day. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Making its first appearance in 1912, the Oreo cookie actually started out being called the Oreo biscuit. Created and manufactured by the Nabisco Company, the cookie was made from 2 crisp chocolate rounds and filled with white cream, just like it still is today. In fact, today, more than 40 billion Oreo cookies are made each year. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSE Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
I look at my face in the mirror, my neck, my jawline, my cheeks, and I think to myself, all I need is just a little lift.
I can help with that. I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg. My Mighty Mini Lift procedure lifts the fascia in just the right spots to give you that little boost with natural looking and lasting results and less than the cost of a full facelift.
My results are even better than I expected. Dr. Jacobs and his staff are amazing.
It's the most popular facelift procedure I've introduced to my patients in more than 20 years. It can even be combined with other procedures. And you'll be back to your routine in about a week.
To book a free consultation to learn whether you are a candidate for the Dr. Jacobs Mighty Mini Lift procedure, visit thejacobscenter.com. Thejacobscenter.com.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I think it's time to spill the tea. I learned a little bit about Patrick and Ramon, the owners of Cocostico Home. When you're updating your home or commercial space, They're ready to share their 25 years of experience, their knowledge, and ideas with you, and you can relax. They want your space to be the way you want to live. It's all about listening to you and providing design guidance. Patrick and Ramon enjoy collaborating with you to create a space that inspires and motivates. Ready for some fresh ideas for spring and summer? Come into Cocos Deco Home today. If it's a large project or you just want to make some basic changes, Patrick and Ramon are the guys you want on your team. Cocos Deco Home, sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight on West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 606. Final check of the roadways. We still have the crash northbound 101 south of the Highway 12 and that connection. And it looks like CHP is going to be there for that one. Also, Fulton Road at River Road, and they're there for that. And we have an animal hazard northbound 101 just south of Geyserville Avenue on the on-ramp. And it looks like a possible deer in the roadway. So please watch yourself going through there. Still got a little bit of congestion, mainly on the northbound side from the Highway 12 connection. It's going to go all the way back to the Santa Rosa Avenue exit area. Southbound, got a little bit right around College going back to Steel Lane. East and westbound Highway 12, not looking too bad right now. And looking good in the Petaluma area. Buckle up. That's your latest and final up to the minute. CHP traffic. County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams at 6:09. And well, the Giants had the day off as far as spring training, but tomorrow they'll be taking on the Dodgers at 6:05.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
to, I can't stop. Yeah, 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 yeah. My love is like a rocket when you blast off. And I'm feeling so electric, that's my ass off. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop. Baby, my sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
At KZST, we're placing calls all the time asking what radio station you listen to.
Hi there, good morning. My name's Debbie, and I'm calling from a local radio station.
And there are four letters that we need to hear in order to give you $100.
Did I win?
That's not them. Humming doesn't work either. Okay, here's the hint. The letters we want to hear are KZST.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. This could take a while.
Did I win?
Say KZST and win.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bare. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me
100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. Looks like we're going to be mostly cloudy tonight. Going to get down to 40. Sunshine tomorrow. 64 for the high, and not bad at all for Friday, too. Sunshine and 66.
Jurassic Quest is back and bigger than ever. See life-size animatronic dinosaurs, including Apatosaurus, fearsome Spinosaurus, the king of dinosaurs, and so much more. Interact with adorable baby dinos. Experience incredible dinosaur rides, a giant fossil dig, inflatables, fossil science exhibits, and more. Don't miss the largest and most popular dinosaur event on tour. Playing Santa Rosa March 15th through the 17th at Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Tickets are flying fast. Buy in advance at JurassicQuest.com before they go extinct.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Unleash your wild side with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Rev and Ride Giveaway. March 9th and 23rd and April 13th and 27th, you could take the wheel and drive home with the adventure vehicle of a lifetime. Plus, don't miss out on the additional cash drawings every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
The perfect blend of music. 100.1 KZST.
First, when there's nothing but a slow that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of
radio station.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
We are Sonoma County
100.1
KZST.
KZST. It's Mike Adams taking a look for gas prices and the cheapest price for gas right now. It's going to be $4.49 a gallon at Costco. We were at $4.29 a gallon a few weeks ago, so it's kind of been on the rise for at least a week or so. And it's supposed to be an election year. I thought that's when the gas prices come down. You can check it for yourself anytime. Cheapest price for gas available at KZST.com.
Hi, this is Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan. If you live in Santa Rosa, please join me for a community meeting this Wednesday, March 6th. As your chief of police, I'm committed to making positive changes in our organization, and I need your feedback on the areas that I can focus on. Attend the meeting to share your thoughts and ideas about what the Santa Rosa Police Department's three-year strategic plan should address. We have an incredible police department here in Santa Rosa, and I'm always looking for opportunities to enhance our services to our community. Your input is so important and will help the Santa Rosa Police Department develop our vision for the future. Spanish translation services will be available. If you're unable to attend, please take the survey online at srcity.org/SRPD Strat Plan. Join us this Wednesday, March 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Utilities Field Office, which is located at 35 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Hope to see you there.
I got a new car. It's blue.
Blue and yellow cars are the safest. The University of California did a study on it.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
Each week, twice as many Sonoma County adults visit a local radio station than visit Google.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
There is a place north of the Golden Gate on a roadway framed with redwood trees. And those that have chosen that road discover what we who live here have known for years. That Sonoma County is the greatest place on planet Earth. Thanks for letting us be part of it. Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Star I see, a vision of